CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. So Wednesday afternoon, everybody. It's a great day. The sun is shining. It's the 15th of March, baby. Where they from? I'm really excited today. I'll be at Parker's tonight doing my professional run for the first time. Today is a Wednesday. Come and join me, yo. It's a really good day. Come for some laughter, come for some comedy, but in the meantime, we'll keep you company here live at Cliff Central at 2:06 p.m. And if you're listening to the podcast, I hope you're enjoying yourself doing whatever you're doing, whether you're cooking, cleaning, taking care of business. You know, even if you do, you use our podcast to do the dirty, man. It's okay. You can put this podcast in the background. We smooth like that. We smooth like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But yeah. It's great to be out here. Today, we'll be talking about the power of emails and how that affects the way you do business. Do you take your emails seriously? I think you probably should, man, because there's a lot that goes on there that actually determines your success or failure. So, we'll just look at a few tips of how to make the best out of your emails. And also, we'll be doing the stories that take place around the world. You know, we always keep you up to date, give you the comments about what the worst guys think. Yeah, you know what it is, man. You know what it is. Welcome, everybody. If you're listening to us for the first time, we are the worst guys. We are some sophisticated goons. And we give it to you straight. We give the truth. Nothing but the truth. So help us God. So help us God. All right. So, you're hanging out with the worst guys. My name is Malcolm Julie, for those of you who don't know me. If you want to hit us up in the studio while we have this conversation today, please do. We have a WhatsApp line. It is 079-748-2090. I'll give you that number again. It's 079-748-2090. You can also hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys, or you can hit us up at cliffcentral.com. We can all engage in this conversation as youths. You know, we all trying to get ahead in life. You know, we're trying to build ourselves. I've always found that now people around this age, you know, 24, 25, you know, we're all just running around scrambling because we don't really know what we're doing, but we kind of learning as we go along, and hopefully we get it right sooner rather than later. This is just a platform for us to all discuss what we feel about these type of things and what are the best ways to move forward, because we've got a responsibility, man. I really have a lot of faith in our generation because, you know, we're the first real free generation. We can do some crazy things, man. But we've got to get the practical things right as well. And that's what I want to talk about today. You know, the practical side, the old guard. How do you impress the old guard? The people who are still relatively conservative, who still do things the old way. Emails is one of those things in which we stay in contact with all the brands, businesses that have been around for a long time. If you're a youth looking for a brand to back you or whatever the case may be, you're going to have to be in contact with them, and you have to get the best possible out of what you have using this email approach. So we'll just talk about a few tips and ways to advantage yourself in that situation. If you're wondering, my boy Rehab is on his way. I know you guys are used to listening to the two of us in studio. He's on his way. Don't worry. Don't you fret. Worst guys will always deliver. All right. As I said earlier, today is Wednesday, the 15th of March. I've been waiting for this day for like 2 years, man. 2 years, because I've been making jokes for these people for free. Now they're finally going to start paying me, and you'll just guess. Never guess who just walked in. My boy, Rabbit Cecile, welcome. What's up, dog? What's up, dog? How's it going?
I'm coming in hot. Some wake up.
Nice. Yeah, I'm joined by my homie Rehab SSLA in studio today. We are the worst guys, and we're doing it in the worst way on a Wednesday.
Hey.
I'm somewhere feeling doing the worst guy cipher right now. You know, see, your brain is on a constant flow when you're in the worst guys.
Life is a freestyle.
We think in bars.
Boy, just a quick catch up, just to let you know what happened last night after our little session. So, all right. How's it, everybody, by the way?
Yeah.
First and foremost, so after us having our little session, as we usually do after a hard day's work, you know, a little bit of hubbly, a little bit of greenery, you know.
Always, please.
I drive home, safe, sound, get out of the car. I'm overwhelmed by a sense of heat.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? That same thing that you had, the same thing that Morgan had.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The same thing that...
when the greenery goes to your head.
That Chris had. It's been a victim to a lot of people.
So has it got you?
It almost got me.
What happened? Describe the sensation that your body was feeling.
Then I'm like, holy shit. I'm feeling really weak on a scale of 1 to 100 in terms of my strength.
Yeah.
I was, you know... Battery is low. It was at 10%.
And you see, it's that that weed that cripples you, dog.
You know when they put a bit too much spice. You
confidential,
know?
Yeah. There's a bit too much Rattex in there.
I don't mind the Rattex, but it was just too much.
Apparently, the weed in Joburg is all laced. So if it's laced, then that's what I'm addicted to.
I don't mind you lacing it. Just don't do it back.
Yeah,
you know, people must still purchase from
don't
you.
Don't paralyze me.
Paralyzer.
We'll bring out a new trade called the Paralyzer. We'll know exactly how it works.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to carry my bags into the house, so I said, fuck it, I'm leaving the bags in there. I took my house keys and my phone.
Yeah.
I go to the gate. Now, you know, I have the main door and I have the trolley door.
Uh-huh.
I only had enough energy left to open the trolleys, open the main door, and close the trolleys. Next thing I wake up and I find that the pot plant is turned over and the soil is spilling on my chest.
Oh, shit.
And I'm hugging it in fetal position, my boy. I'm like, when the fuck did this happen? And I'm so much shivering. I take a couple of deep breaths, pull myself toward myself.
You see, that's the worst part for me, because this happened to me as well one time. Like, I just all of a sudden got hot flashes in my head. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? And it's like you can't even control it, dog. You get so weak and you can feel yourself. You're like, no, man. Let me be strong. Come on. Get up.
The thing between, for me and you, that was different in comparison to the two other victims.
We
fought it. And successfully.
We didn't pass out too much, you know what I'm saying?
And then I just saw the couch. But the thing is, the couch is facing the other way. I'm like, fuck, I'm not walking around to go sit properly. I just threw myself over. Round two started. I started getting hot again. I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus.
How am I going to stop?
Took off my my jacket, took off my top.
Yeah.
Then that's when it hit me. I didn't know whether I was going to quartz or whether I was going to shit.
Yeah.
I was like, no, fuck.
That's exactly what happened to me. I chundered. I took a shit. It was coming out of all my holes, man. I'm telling you. Don't do drugs, kids. Drugs are bad, okay?
Okay.
You got to be able to handle it. You can't handle the truth.
I can't train legs until my knee sprain just sorts itself out. Because now I'm walking like a tootsie on the side of the road.
So you're recovering now?
I'm in the recovery process. Thank God I'm going to see my lady. She's going to help me out with a little TLC.
Release some endorphins.
Alright,
cool. Nah, man, easy catching up, man. I can't believe you're another victim. Guys, don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
No, do them, but don't do the ones that'll tell us rough.
Yeah, with spice.
Yeah.
Alright, anyway, I was just telling the people that we were talking about the power of emails and the effect that they have to make or break your career, right? So we'll be getting into that conversation a little bit later. But first, let's just get into a few stories that have caught our eye this week.
Mean ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra place grab young fan. Extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra.
All right. Interesting developments in the O.R. Tambo case. People have been arrested in connection to the airport heist, and this includes a policeman.
You know,
I don't care who got arrested. Whoever that rat is,
yeah,
who slunged the oaks that did the job, the damn thing. Yeah, sis. You were that guy in high school that everybody hated because you know, teacher, yeah, he's the one who made a noise.
Yeah, when the teacher leaves the class and they ask somebody to write the names of people who made noise in the class. You're that guy that the teacher chooses.
The teacher's pit.
Yeah. Don't write the name on the board. Just be like, no, we're extremely well behaved, ma'am. That's all it is. That's all it is. So anyway, two of the suspects have already appeared in the Kempton Park Magistrates Court. Yeah, man, I'm interested in the policeman's side. You know, the policeman is still being questioned and hasn't appeared in court yet. Yeah, they said they couldn't rule out whether there were more police officers who would be arrested. So this is definitely an inside job. Like we said last time, these guys definitely knew what they were doing. They had access to the gates, which the people at AXA only have access to. So they were directly involved. There were some homies. Man, I think planning this must have been so much fun. Like,
the thought process.
It must have been a movie, dog. It must have really been a movie. Imagine.
I think what they actually did in Jerusalem, right, before they did that cash heist, that guy, all right, he watched action movies and saw how they actually did these crimes. And things that happen in the movie, if they're a stunt, it can be done in real life. If they can do it in a movie, even with ropes and shit, you can makeshift things to make them work in your favor in reality.
Often the most interesting things occur in real life. It's not genuinely made up. It's just a repetition of stories that have already occurred. Narcos is a very good example, you know, the Pablo Escobar story.
Yeah, you see.
Selling cocaine. I mean, that's an interesting world that people are genuinely living in. And we see it on TV like, huh, they blew the church up. Ha, can't you? Yeah, next thing, your church is getting blown up. Watch out, pastors who are spreading doom. There's people out here and you don't even know about it. But as usual, this always interests me in the underworld that SA's got going on, man. I really need a sneak peek into this shit because I think it must be really hectic, man.
My thing is, I don't blame the policeman. Hey, amen. That guy's salary is basically living on the edge.
Yeah.
You know, if you see, well, thing is, when you push to that limit, you never know what you would do. If I was in a position where somebody said to me, yo, bruh, I know it's not morally correct, but we're about to get this money, bruh. Are you in or you out? And they told me how much we're pulling. Listen, let's have some chats.
Yeah, you just have to break bad sometimes, you know. You know? Walter White was a poor, lowly teacher, never respected, even though he had the genius. But
no, man, Walter White was a fucking idiot.
You really think so?
He got caught because he wanted the recognition.
Yeah.
Just chill, you're chowing the guaps, bruh.
No, but that was the whole reason why you entered it in the first place, because he didn't get recognized for Grey Matter, the company
he got into it because he needed the guaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he got greedy.
yeah.
Greed over
the, thank you
in every single aspect.
Yeah. All right, okay, so that's what's happening with the Ora Tambo heist. We'll keep telling you about it each week, man. This is a very interesting story to me. But apparently there's supposed to be at least 14 people involved in this heist, so there's still people coming out. I think we're still about to see a mile thing transpire.
You said, this is a proper Ocean's 11
vibe. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Another interesting story which caught my eye is obviously something that the whole country's actually been talking about. It has to do with Minister Dlamini and the SASSA grants, which are supposed to be given out on the 1st of April. There's been a lot of controversy around this because SASSA had an illegal contract with Cash Paymaster Services, which is meant to be delivering the social grants to over 17 million people. So now that the Constitutional Court has rendered this tender illegal, we're trying to understand why Minister Dlamini still wants to engage with the cash payment services. There's no contract that's been signed, but apparently they're going to continue this relationship for the years going forward.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's a nice kickback for her.
No, of course there's a tender, but the whole issue here is that our state is captured and it's so obvious and there's nothing we can do about it. Dlamini refuses to answer anything in Parliament about why or why she would like to continue dealing with the CPS. She's eating nicely on the side. Obviously, she's one of Zuma's cronies. She's being controlled like most of the people. But man, it's just...
She was even quoted saying that she didn't ask to be put in that position.
She was given it to underhandedly.
You know.
Yeah.
She didn't ask to be there. So now, you know, and rightfully so, she didn't ask to be there. So now you need to go look at the person in charge of putting in that position, because now he's also eating.
Yeah. But I just don't trust Batabile Dlamini, honestly. Like, just by looking at her, she doesn't seem like the person who's got your back.
I don't trust politicians overall.
Yeah, that is always the case, man. These guys are snatching our money. They're snatching our lives out here, man. Getting fatter and fatter. Batabile Dlamini looks like the type of chick who only drinks Savannah dry.
No. She's a fucking... What's this now? Like, rum.
Rum, Jesus.
No, so who's that cack ugly guy? Blade. Yo, Blade drinks rum raw.
Yeah.
Straw rum.
And there have also been some murmurs about the possibility of Tladi Motsoeneng becoming an MP, a member of parliament, which is crazy, man. Everybody, Brian Molefe is getting the gap. Tladi Motsoeneng is getting the gap. He's supposedly going to run to become an MP representing the Free State, which is where he's from. So all these outlandish characters are getting roles in government, and it seems to be falling under the same ideology. You just gotta be a pretty cool, popular guy, you know, say some funny shit on Twitter every now and again. And you can
talk like you're not making sense.
A member of parliament. Yeah. That's all it takes. So that's the whole politician's game.
You don't even need to study anymore to, you know, politics. No background, nothing. Fresh out of matric.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if Zuma is the leader and
fresh
he doesn't even have... Fresh out of primary school. He didn't even get the opportunity.
Yeah, no, he's ready. Yeah, I'm gonna law.
He didn't even get the opportunity to run for prefect, dog. You know, in grade 7.
They saw, no. This one is the brightest leader.
Brightest leader, not even now.
A school. A country.
Yeah. First pick of the draft, Jacob Zuma. That's the situation. Man.
MVP of corruption.
MVP. Yeah. And also, in sports news, South Africa lost the Commonwealth Games bid. Well, not necessarily lost. We pulled out because it was going to be too expensive to host. We were supposed to host them in 2022, I believe. We lost the bid, so that won't be hosted in Durban anymore. That's where it was supposed to be.
Hey, that's okay, actually. Have you seen the floods that happened at Durban's bays and harbor? The current overflowing and going all the way upstream. I was like, geez.
Yeah.
It's some crazy shit.
There's been a lot of crazy shit happening. The Cape Town Argus was cancelled because of the fires that took place in Cape Town and the weather that...
Mother Nature doesn't seem to live. I don't even know if it's just South Africa, but the whole world.
Yeah,
in fact.
Yeah.
Floods on floods.
Climate change. I always go back to climate change. The world is burning, my boy. Gosh. The world is burning. So Fikile Mbalula has obviously been the target for us losing the games, because we spent 118 million on the bid to host the games. So
118 million
on the bid.
That was what that notice board. Because on my way to work, I saw you know, in these lampposts they show the Beeld and the Sun reports and headlines, and it said 118 down the drain. I was wondering what that's in correlation with, but like. So tell me, exactly, how does it work? Do you put money down and then whoever's got the most lit amount?
It's the bid, and it would cost money to host the actual event.
All right.
And the money it would cost would not be worth it for us to host the event, because we'd lose more money than we'd get.
All right. And I'm assuming, since they said down the drain, we don't get our deposit back.
No, we don't get our deposit back. You see, that's the problem. When we thought we were going to be a part of it, we put in our bid. But now you don't get your deposit back. It's not like a game of pool.
No, you lose. Can I tell you what the problem was? Seb Letter wasn't in charge of choosing who. The 2022 Commonwealth Games will be held in.
We needed somebody corrupt at the top so we can influence. You know, birds of a feather flock together. You know, the people who run the Commonwealth Games are probably legitimate, and that's why it didn't work out with South Africa.
Not necessarily. I've heard about the boxing industry. Boxing, dude.
Yeah.
Corruption is everywhere. It's hard. It's easier to pick out people who are clean.
Yeah.
than to pick out those who are dirty, because you'll count forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I'm saying is that this is a gangster's paradise. So
South Africa.
Gangster's paradise. Yeah. This is where we at. All right. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's caught my eye this week in the news stories. So we'll get right into it, man. We're talking about the power of emails and what that can do for your career. We obviously checked out a few articles. Okay, I'm looking at Forbes in particular, but I also want to go into what I think helps with emails and what's worked for me in the past and how that develops a relationship actually with who you are communicating with, because ultimately you're trying to build a relationship, and a good relationship is hard to find. So you need to be the right partner for the brand, and emails are usually the first port of call, the first place that you're introduced to a particular business. Apparently the total amount of business related emails that were encountered in 2014 were about 109 billion business related emails. This was total in 2014. And apparently 140 billion is the number predicted for 2018. The study suggests here on the Forbes article that the total number of worldwide email accounts will go from 4.1 billion today to 5.2 billion in 2018. So this is still a growing platform. You could call it an app as a millennial. You know, if you've got that email app, it's still a growing platform, and people obviously use this in a serious way.
It's not all the time.
Yeah.
Because I know I've opened multiple email accounts just to look for local moms. You know,
oh, really? Yeah.
When you sign up for those, hey, they might be local moms, but you need an email address.
Yeah.
So then I create a bogus one just to see if these local moms are actually a real thing, and then only to find out they don't holler back.
Yeah.
But I honestly do see the importance of even the way you word it, your structure.
Yeah.
Like the nitty gritty details of it.
Well, just tell me, do you ever use your emails for private things? Do you get an attachment of a dick pic or whatever other emails? Because we've got a WhatsApp for that. But I know you always hear about, you know, email scandals and people doing private shit on emails that get exposed. I prefer to leave my private life off my emails. My emails are just business related for the most part. Do you have private conversations in email?
Not that I know of. Yeah. Unless we're sharing something that, you know, because my dad, obviously, he gets like sent office mail that's like a joke.
Yeah.
And then he'll forward it to my mom and myself and my sister. But other than that, I would be in a similar situation as to you. I just try and keep everything structured, you know.
Yeah,
emails are for business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so as essential as email is, too many people do it poorly.
True.
So after informally surveying some successful and effective people, this homie here has compiled a list of best practices for the current business environment. Okay, we'll just go along. And he says keep it as short as possible.
Yeah.
And put all the key info up front.
In terms of your point,
yeah,
what you
want to get across. I completely agree with that. What I do is personally, you know, obviously the kind of greeting you use is important. Good day for people I don't really know that well. If it's a really formal email, good day is what I like to use. Sometimes hi is also good when you're in a more
relaxed.
Sort of relationship with the person you're communicating with. Not even the relationship that you have, because you might not have built one yet, but just the environment, the entertainment industry, for example, is more relaxed in the way they take and receive emails.
Yeah.
And that's different to the financial industry. You know, if you're approaching Investec about something, you'll have a completely different structure.
Can't be like, how's it? I hope Trustus finds you well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So keep it as short as possible and put all the key info up front. Yeah, people need to know what you want, man. Never put a request or invitation at the end of a note. No one reads the last line of your email.
That's actually a deep sense. But it's also about, because the email is practically another version. If you haven't met this person, right? The email is your pitch.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
And if you have an attachment, you got to grip them from the moment they start reading it.
Yeah. And I mastered this art of emailing back when I was in Rhodes University, you know, lying to tutors as to why you can't
fighting
make it
for
to
your
the
life.
TAT. Yeah. You missed the TAT because you were at Kenton Beach Party. Now you have to come explain how you were sick and you couldn't really see the doctor, but then you got a note. So, you see, you've always got to maneuver yourself in the best possible position.
I won't lie. For myself, like, yeah. I always refer to Morgan or you just for assistance in or somebody at work
in
sending emails because, you know, one of the dialects of the Saints language has totally ruined my vocabulary.
Has it?
I'll be
dialect?
Like, good morire. I trust this email finds you well. Orare.
I hope you see our blare on Cliff Central.
Orare. You know, stuff like that. So it's also important to use the right diction.
Yeah. Especially when you're talking to people with specific jargon. Learn about the jargon of the specific industry that you're talking to.
Okay. Can we just get a round of applause for those words that we used? All right. Those are words you find in a dictionary and a thesaurus. Jargon. Diction.
Start dropping bars. Yeah,
what? Educated young blacks just having fun with these big words.
Our life is a movie, I'm telling you. All right. So yeah, what else was it? Oh, I also learned a bit at Carrick, the company that I first used to work
for. Hey, when you're in sales, you'll push emails.
Exactly, you'll push emails. Cold calling assessors. You're trying to get them to sit down with the associates of the company. So what was always important in that situation is just getting them to a meeting. Getting the client to sit down with you is the ultimate goal, because once they sit down in the room with you,
it's over.
Everything else is up to the quality of the product, the quality of you. And if it's good enough to get them to sit down, then it should be good enough to sell them.
Yeah.
So that's ultimately the goal that you're trying to reach. So, what I recommend is trying to build a rapport with the person. It's very important. You know, sending emails back and forth, it's like texting. In fact, it's almost like flirting in a way, because, you know, you want to get them to go out on this meeting with you, but you don't want to reveal too much in the beginning. You know, you don't want to put all your cards out there. So there's this little back and forth. And I hope this email finds you well. You know, you got to put a little bit of charm on your emails, a little bit of salt bait.
But if it is like flirting, if a girl is busy emailing you, then you never know. She could be BCCing all her girlfriends, like, look at this nigga. Look what I sent to this nigga.
Talking about business emails.
Yeah.
I'm saying putting a little bit of salt bay in your business emails. You see, that's Twitter DMs now. That's what you go to the
but
Twitter
like,
DMs.
I'm saying that because I know this from experience. Like, I've gotten emails from Abo Pay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, ha. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't wanna. I'm just saying you need to have a humanistic element, even if you're talking business, even if you're trying to get a meeting. Maybe if it's before the weekend, have a great weekend. You know, those little gems that show that you're still human.
Follow up with you over Monday after the weekend.
Yeah, what I like to do is I always try to add something a little bit funny, especially if I'm talking to people in comedic spheres, you know, Comedy Central, or if I'm trying to attract business for a corporate gig, you know, just show a little bit of personality. I find always works. So make sure they know what you want to achieve from the beginning. They must know this is not spam, this is serious. I'm gonna take this guy seriously right now. What else? Oh yeah. Then you treat the meeting like an interview, man. If you happen to win an interview, I mean, a meeting. You've got to treat that meeting like an interview. You impress the shit out of that person you're talking to. I also think that follow-up meetings are important. You've got to stay in contact with the person that you've just spoken to. Just because, you know, a lot of emails people just forget about.
Yeah.
And they just lose their way because there's so many of them. You're getting so many emails in a day. How does yours stand out? I'm not saying you must need painted and have colors, but what makes you valuable to that company? What could you present?
On that note of following up, I think it also goes in. I feel like it also goes in line with just sticking to your word. If in the email before you said that you would get back to the person at a certain stage, It also goes to show how reliable you are with everything that you do.
I personally think, and this people might not agree with me on, but I personally think you should reply to an email as soon as you see it. Even if you see it at 1 a.m. on a Saturday evening, at least just to acknowledge, like, okay, I've seen your email.
And then you can respond accordingly.
Yeah.
Later on the Monday. I think also what is a nice bit of spice for corporates is a watermark or the logo.
Yeah, the signature that you put on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get involved in that signature if you're looking to be taken more seriously by emails. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also just name drop if you can. I found that tends to work magnificently, especially if you are part of a team such as Cliff Central. You can mention the big names in the industry that draw people towards your business. Because ultimately, whatever you're doing, discussing your emails, you're presenting a business opportunity.
True.
So this person needs to see whether this business opportunity is worth it. And you've got to show, like, look, I have all of this at my disposal. If you meet with me, I promise you, you won't be disappointed, because I can already show you just on the face of it that...
Face value.
Yeah, on the face of it, I've already got what's going on. So you just meet with me and the rest will be taken care of. Don't even worry about it. But yeah, ultimately, the most important thing when you're dealing with emails is that you have to have a solid product. Whatever it is that you're selling, whatever that it is that you're trying to give out or push, it has to be a solid, great project, because then you'll never be in doubt about your value to that particular brand or particular industry. Obviously, shoot your shot. Maybe if you're just trying to start something and nobody knows who you are and you're trying to get in contact with people in the business, shoot your shot. But make sure that your shot is accurate.
Yeah.
You've got something to offer. We can score some points if we take this shot together. You know, so that's ultimately the most important thing. You've got to have something real to offer. Yeah, man. If you have anything to contribute to this conversation, please hit us up on Twitter at @the_worstguys, even if you're listening to the podcast at home. Just because, you know, we want to engage as a youth. We're working together to try and get there.
I don't think people honestly see the value in emails. And I was actually shocked at those numbers that you gave. I was thinking in the millions, not even billions.
Yeah,
millions.
Yeah, but this is the world now. This is a world. This is an email account. So it's not just a person. You might have a business email account. You might have several business email accounts. That's why the number is so high.
And these are all active email accounts, not necessarily just ones that have been made.
Yeah, well,
Ginger.
I don't know. Maybe they've been active, maybe they aren't. But the point is that they exist. They are email accounts that have been opened and hopefully are being used. But yeah, that's it on the email conversation. I hope you guys picked up some valuable information there. The most important thing is that you have good value in what you're presenting. These are opportunities and they could be made and destroyed in the way you speak in your emails. So just give it some thought. That's what I'm saying. Take some time with it. Take some time with it. All right. Just to wrap up the show, you know, as usual, we'll tell you about what's going on in our lives. Yeah, this week I'll be at Parker's, like I've said, from the 15th till the 18th of March. On the lineup is Martin Davis as your host, Wesley Cockrell all the way from Cape Town. Yours truly, Mark Mdluli, and headlining the show will be Chris Mapane. That's from the 15th to the 18th of March. Come through. It's a really good time. Parker's has some great food, pizza, tequila shots for 15 Rand. And it's 80 Rand today. 100 Rand at the door, and the rest of the week it will be 150 Rand at the door. But yeah, please come through. It's a fantastic night out, and you'll see how talented South Africans really are. This comedy industry about to blow up. Yeah, that's pretty much it on my side. Any last notes you want to drop to the people there?
No. I'm easy, bro.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. So we're going to wrap up with the Worst Guy Cypher, as we always do. But today, actually, I think we're going to do something cool. I think we should do that a back and forth rap.
Let's
hear
it.
We do a couple of bars and I'll come with a couple of bars. Let's see what instrumental we've got going on here. I'm looking for something upbeat. I hope
No. I can see
more relaxed.
No, that's not relaxed, bro. That's not relaxed. Let's see what we got going here.
The hot nigga Bobby Shmurda.
You know what?
Yeah, this goes in. I like it a lot. Are you going first? Oh wait.
Okay. It's 20 to 3. I need to get back to Louis V. I mean, that's my employer. It's such a massacre, but I don't wanna be there.
He don't wanna be there. He just wanna be here, living life on the other side, and it's still a grind. People think it's easy. I make it look easy, but wait till you see me on stage, being like Breezy.
I'ma be on stage too, May 13th. I'ma be on stage too. I'ma bring my muscles too, 'cause I'm gonna be flexing. And all these other cats, 'cause I'm gonna be flexing on all these other cats.
And I don't give a fuck about these other cats. Actually, they all seem to me like they are rats, 'cause they lying low, lying in the fucking gutter. And I'm the guy, I'll never ever stutter, 'cause
hey,
I flutter.
If you check my Instagram, you will see that I go ham when I get in the gym. Hey, and little Kim can see that my breasts are bigger than hers. Oh, that's so much fair for her.
That's a big chest, that's a big chest. Everybody knows when you're young, all you wanna do is be the best. But you're gonna go through a test, you're gonna struggle. But keep your head up, keep your chin up, you better hustle.
You better hustle, you better tussle, you better get out of the rough, 'cause you gotta get all of the muscle. And Teen Diamond Nutrition is on a mission to get all the silverware and everything that glistens.
Silverware, silverware, we don't really care, 'cause we know we the number one spot in the air. I mean, God will guide us, you can rely on the truth from us, even when we're in the booth.
I don't know where God was when I was fainting last night. I mean, I woke up and I got a motherfucking fright. But today I'm blessed to see another day, and later on I'm gonna see my sexy lady.
Hey, don't do drugs, don't do drugs. You're not a thug and this shit is real. You might get fucked up. There's nothing cool about being an OD dude, but it's okay, sip that lean if you want to.
I didn't even OD. All I did was smoke a little bit of THC, and as you could see yesterday, I couldn't even see. I end up almost being like Stevie Wonder, B.
Yo, Stevie Wonder's blind, but he still divorced his wife. I mean, how can you live that life? It means women must be dangerous. If a blind man is stressing, you know you've got to be out of blessing.
Hey, Stevie Wonder was blind, but still he saw the truth. So he looked at this chick and said, what's the use? I'm gonna cut this woman off my side. She's no more my bye, ride, die.
Ride or die with someone. You've gotta know that you gotta be the one. I mean, I'm like a massacre in America, taking out my gun and shooting up the whole school.
Hey, just some young niggas having fun.
With some young niggas having fun.
All we ever do is fucking have fun. All we ever do is fucking have fun. Just some young niggas having fun. Why you mad? Just some young niggas having fun. Why you mad though? All we ever do is fucking have fun. All we ever do is fucking have fun.
Just some young niggas having fun.
That's all we do all day.
Just some young niggas having fun.
I mean, why?
All we ever do is fucking have fun.
Would you ever do it any other way?
Just some young niggas having fun. We out.
CliffCentral.com.